The Voyager Rib Fest kicks off tomorrow and runs right through Sunday. It's one of our favorite summertime events here in the Bay. And we've got the Richardsons with us. Jeff, Tom, hello. Tracy, and Sarah Jane are here. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We are so excited, not only about the ribs that are coming, but of course, the lineup of entertainment is spectacular this year.
Why, thank you. We actually really pride ourselves on great local entertainment and regional entertainment, and we make sure our stage is always full. So tomorrow, actually, starting at 5 o'clock is when the music begins. So it's Love and Country, followed by Blue Screw, Angry Pants, J.W. Stevens featuring The Rivers, and Roadhouse. Saturday, we begin at 12:30 with a Summer Challenge presentation by Sam Sloan and our anthem. It goes all day. We have the Blues Brothers coming back. We've got Northland Wrestling happening at 2 o'clock. The Blues Brothers are there for the dinner hour, followed by Cold Shot, Peter Cleese, Danny Columbi, Rob Jones. Broken Down Lori is opening for Night Prowler, the AC/DC experience on Saturday, and that goes starts at 9 and goes till 11:30, hopefully. Then Sunday, we kind of quiet things down a bit, but not too much, with Marceau's Martial Arts, and we got John Carter, Chris Vega, North Facing Folk are coming, Gravitas are going to be there, Bob Wills and Waxy, Josh Dimmel, and of course, show up for the results at 1:45 p.m., and then we have a judging panel, and it's all female, actually, starting at 1:15 on Saturday.
Okay, so
we're really excited.
Let me get this straight. You have all of that entertainment all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's all free to attend.
Absolutely free. We're happy to do that. And then we actually open things up inside after hours, so at 11 p.m., if you guys still haven't had your fill of party, we're actually charging a $5 cover at the door, but that gets you into Shooters and the Summit Room. We've got a great band, Rob Kirkham and the Neon Rain, coming up, and then we've got DJ Jocks rocking the Summit, and some great deals through New Ontario as well.
Talking about the Voyager Rib Fest, which goes this weekend. Tom, this doesn't happen without sponsors, right?
Of course not. What a community event. It's really, really cool that all these local businesses stand behind us, as it is a great community event. I'd like to give a huge shout out to Rogers Radio for having us again this year. Platinum sponsors are Stewart's Decorating, Friends Forever Daycare, The Brick North Bay, Amazing Furniture, Esso on the Run. City of North Bay has supported us this year. We're really thankful, as they recognize our event as being beneficial to the region, of course, as they do every year. But thank you, City of North Bay. Just want to say that we're offering Ballers Passes for $10. It allows you to jump the rib line. So wave at all the suckers waiting in line, as well as it does provide you cover charge for the nightlife, as Jeff was explaining. For Friday and Saturday. One other benefit of the Ballers Pass is it gets you entry into a draw to go see Dean Brody and Dallas Smith, which is really cool. So, I mean, you're already buying a great pass. Imagine ending up with those passes.
And just the ability to let everybody know that you're part of the Ballers Club should be worth the money alone, right?
Yeah. All right, this is definitely a family event. Sarah Jane, Kids Zone is back, right?
Yeah, we because of that's a family event, we really go out of our way to create an out of this world family land for all the kids and the parents to enjoy when we're there. So this year we brought back the popular rock climbing wall, 30 feet high rock climbing wall. It's a great time for everybody, as well as a swimming pool with paddle boats for the kids to paddle around when they want a break from the heat. And a 50-foot long optical course that will be open to all ages. And we also have face painting and Ken the Balloon Dude.
We also have a lot of vendors this year, more than last year. But of course, we have to talk about the three main vendors, and that would be Jack the Ribber, Fat Alberts, I almost said a bad word, and Route 55. But we also, for those of you who don't necessarily like ribs, that doesn't mean there isn't anything for you. We've got Curry in a Hurry, Beaver Tails, Mini Donuts, Grandma's Lemonade, all sorts of stuff, as well as we have a few charity vendors that are coming. So it'll be good for them to have some exposure. We also have like candy, woodworking. Giant Tiger's going to be there with a big wheel for people to win all sorts of prizes. We've got Nick Fit there. We're going to have the Escape Movement. All sorts of really great, great local vendors.
That's perfect.
We wanted to also add that we love joining up with community living, and we love to give back. This event thrives on the basis of do good and good will come. So Our entry is free, yes, but it is a suggested donation as community living just has such a ripple effect in this community. Every one of us knows somebody who's affected by some challenge in life, and this amazing organization gets behind everybody, and we'd really encourage everybody. You know, if you're a family, just think of what it would typically cost to attend, and please, you know, be generous in your donations. If you aren't able to donate, that's completely fine as well, but I know Canadian Tire has donated a huge 14-foot trampoline that we're going to be auctioning off, or actually a raffle at the front door. There's going to be lots of prizes to bid on, so yeah, please bring your smiles and bring your families. We're really excited for this event. Thanks, Community Living.
It's a great partnership, that's for sure. Thanks for coming in, everyone. Voyager Rib Fest, it kicks off tomorrow, runs right through Sunday. Hope to see you there.